Hi, I'm Lauren Sanders. I'm a junior, and I wrote this speech for my AP English final. It is called Let Sex Be Like Pizza. Now, as a society, we talk about sex like it's baseball. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to tell you that we ought to start talking about it like it's pizza. Not in the sense that it's warm, greasy, and covered in cheese. Rather, in the sense that everyone involved comes away equally content. Because in baseball, there's a winning team and there's a losing team. There's a team that comes out on top with pride, a sense of accomplishment, bragging rights. And there's a team that's subordinate, defeated, conquered. One team loses. The uneven stigma and consequences that surround sex causes there to be this dichotomy between the winner and the loser. And these injustices can be avoided if we stop talking about sex as though it's something that can be won. Sex should be pleasant, voluntary, and fun, unless you're Mormon, in which case it is strictly to procreate. But then again, if you're Mormon, you believe that black people can turn white and the earth is only 7,000 years old, so you have some other issues that you should probably address first. The nature of sex itself is good and positive, but it's the way we talk about it that causes it to become one-sided and that one party comes out victorious. Today's pop culture has normalized and downplayed sex as something that is simple, routine, and obligatory. Because of this, one or both members of any given relationship may feel as though it's simply a fact of life that they must have sex or the Lord of love and interpersonal connections will smite down upon them with the fire of a thousand suns. No individual should feel that it is their obligation to have sex, because this is a prominent factor in what creates our winners and losers. If someone has sex simply because they feel it is the normal thing to do, they will likely end up feeling unhappy and defeated by the fact that they did not take away the same enjoyment that their partner did. Now, the other factor in this unfortunate phenomenon is the long-standing calamity of the gender-based double standard. A modern aphorism that I hear frequently, much to my chagrin, is that a key which unlocks many doors is a master key, and a door that is unlocked by many keys is, to put it eloquently, a door. Ideas such as this perpetuate the concept that women who have sex frequently are deserving of less respect than men who do the same. This again contributes to the winners and losers that arise from sex, with the loser too often being the woman because society has painted her as disgraceful for simply embracing something that's meant to be enjoyable. Now, why does any of this matter? Why, Lauren, should we give credence to your sexy Mormon pizza tirade? Well, my fellow warriors in this battle we call adolescence, I implore you to heed my warnings. Because relationships, especially at our age, can be incredibly fragile and painfully fleeting. They are built on pillars of sand and sit under roofs of paper, and at the slightest touch they will crumble to pieces around you. And before you know it, you're alone and surrounded by the debris. Sex comes with a plethora of emotional consequences that put extreme pressure on already delicate bonds. And when it isn't mutually enjoyable, when there is a loser, sex can be our kryptonite. It is imperative that we alter the way we talk about and view sex in our society. It is vital that we actively work to destroy the stigma that surrounds what is meant to be a relaxed, pleasant activity. It is essential that we do not compare sex to a contest, a battle. And it is crucial that we stop teaching adolescents that it's okay to settle for being the loser in what should never have been a game in the first place. Let people feel safe and content. Let Mormons live very far away from everyone else, and let sex be like pizza. Thank you.